ain't playing.
They're watching the Commanders. Let's go to somebody who I don't know. I can't even segue into this one with game plans. The Washington Commanders snuck out of Tampa Bay with the last minute game winning field goal against the Buccaneers 23-20. Is Jaden Daniels having the greatest rookie season for a quarterback ever?
Oh my god.
Ever is crazy.
Oh, that's tough.
Didn't Joe name it?
It's arguable. Like him, Cam Newton.
What's the comps?
Joe.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't know.
Cam Newton.
What rookie quarterback? Go ahead, Q.
Didn't Joe Namath win a Super Bowl?
Was that a rookie?
No, it was a rookie.
Okay.
I don't think there has been a rookie quarterback to win. Dan Marino.
That was his second year.
No rookie has ever reached the Super Bowl. There are guys that made Dan Marino close with the championship games. Big Ben, Joe Flacco, and Mark Sanchez.
I'm answering Ken's question of greatest rookie quarterback season. So that's why I threw out Dan Marino. I threw out Cam Newton.
Cam Newton.
You know what I'm saying? So there's been quite a few. RG3. Dak had a really good rookie year. But look, when we're shit, Jaden Daniels this season could be the greatest rookie season of all time. Because
wait, real quick before you get going, even better than CJ Stroud?
That's what I was going to ask. I was trying to see.
To me,
CJ has done the same thing that he's done.
Yeah,
I think Jaden did it in a tougher division. Right, there was more talent in the division than CJ Stroud's division, and also his legs. He utilized his legs more than CJ did.
More dynamic.
I could say throw for throw. He could match CJ throw for throw. But the difference, I think he's more explosive on the ground than CJ is. He's more willing to run than CJ. CJ, to me, is a pocket passer that can run. And I think Jaden is a runner that is willing to stay in the pocket.
So
I think Big Ben went to the Super Bowl his rookie year.
Oh, well,
is that not true?
No, he didn't go to the Super Bowl his rookie year?
No.
CJ Stroud was a Pro Bowl quarterback his rookie year too.
Yeah, the Google search said it did, but you can fact check that. Let me throw out some names. So I did a Google search because we can compare it to. So the number one person they have on there, and Jaden Daniels is actually on this list. He's fourth, but Russell Wilson is number one. Is who they have.
He had a good year.
Yeah, it was good, but not the greatest.
Didn't he lose to
the Falcons? He definitely went to the playoffs.
Didn't he lose to the Falcons his rookie year?
Who? I don't remember who he lost to.
Because that was the game RG3 blew out his knee, was against the Seahawks, and then they beat them in the playoffs, and they went on to face the Falcons, and they lost that game. I think that was his rookie year.
They lost to the Falcons on a field goal.
Yep. So, I mean, but that was, but once again, you know, that was the team.
He was carried. Exactly. He was carried. Now, he didn't fumble the bag. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, that defense is what carried them in Marshawn Lynch. You know what I'm saying? Russell just played a complimentary role. The Commanders are good because of Jaden Daniels.
I think the Carolina Panthers were...
We talked about because of Cam Newton.
Yeah, they were only Cam. Yeah. Cam was it for Carolina when he came.
He wasn't a rookie, though.
His rookie year.
What's the conversation? Because he wasn't a rookie, though.
Yeah, we're talking about rookies. We're just talking about
greatest rookie season of a quarterback ever.
Cam wasn't a rookie when he had that year. He was.
I'm talking about his rookie year.
His rookie season. Was good.
In his first game, he broke the passing record against the Arizona Cardinals.
Cam is third on this list.
He didn't do shit as far as, like, team
accomplishments.
Yeah.
Okay.
100%.
But he didn't go to where Jaden Daniels. Even with what you're saying, FIFO, you're correct. I agree with you. Cam did have a great rookie year, but if I'm measuring that versus what Jaden Daniels has done, and now I'm in a playoff game to possibly go to the NFC Conference Championship, I would say Jaden had a better rookie year.
100%. And that's why I was saying, like, I don't disagree. Like, I think Jaden does have the best rookie season of all time. But the comps, right? Somebody asked about the comps. Cam Newton is a comp because individually he set a lot of rookie records. You know what I'm saying? That were just now broken.
You know what? It would have to be CJ Stroud, because CJ Stroud threw for over 4,000 yards. The rushing total. I wouldn't even think about that. But yeah. he had Jaden Daniels had 25 touchdowns and 9 interceptions, and CJ Stroud had 23-5, and he won his division, and he's a Pro Bowler. So he would have had to have a better rookie season than Jaden Daniels.
I mean, but didn't Jaden Daniels won more games than CJ?
Yep.
Jaden got 12. Jaden got – that's what I'm saying. Rushing. Like, I agree.
He did win more. Yeah.
FIFA brought up a good point. Like, in a harder division, he won more games. So, to me, y'all already know I'm a big Jaden Daniels fan. But
I am too. So, yeah.
If – and we're going to get to the picks later on. If he gets this upset – because this will shock the world if he gets this upset – then we're talking about a whole different conversation. You know what I'm saying? Like, even because we knew Mark Sanchez got carried with the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
We knew whoever else made it.
Russell Wilson.
Like, most of them niggas got carried. I love that Bobby Wagner and all that. He's a Hall of Famer. But when he got trucked over by Baker Mayfield, we know that this team is going by Jaden Daniels. You know what I'm saying? Like, this
Nick, in your bones, if you had to bet on it, What would you say that Jaden Daniels could win this game? What's the percentage?
If I had to bet on it,
we got to get to the picks.
If I had to bet on him,
I'm just speaking to what he's saying. Like, he's saying that if Jaden Daniels was able to do this, then he would be the best. But how far of a stretch is that he would be able to win this game?
It's not that far, because the Detroit Lions defense is shitball.
He's gonna have to rush for 100 yards.
Yeah, his legs would have to be
amazing in this game.
Yeah, it's going to have to be a shootout, and
I don't even think he has to be.
I think it would be a generational performance. If I ain't saying that he can't, because from what I've seen, he can do it. The dude is a beast. I ain't taking shit away from him, but it would have to be a generational performance for him to win this game.
I just think their defense is going to get down too much for them to come out of that hole. But if that defense plays the game of their life, Jaden Daniels, to me, all he got to do is unsettle their defense on Detroit side by, like, he got to get 85 to 100 plus yards rushing, because that means he's creating. Yeah, off, you know what I mean? Like, he off me, I mean, on some basketball shit, he off the dribble with it. You know what I mean? Like,
we saw the blueprint. It has to be exactly what Josh Allen did a few weeks ago against Detroit. It's gonna be a shootout. There's gonna be no defense, basically, and he's gonna have to run for touchdowns, throw for touchdowns,
40 just, plus.
Yeah,
you have to put a 40.
It's gonna have to be like that. That's the only way I can see him win.
I got two more quarterbacks. Two more points to make about the quarterbacks. Then I want to flip to the other side with the Bucks. A name people forget: Dak Prescott. His rookie year.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
13-3. Spike said it.
Yeah. But Big Ben went 13-0 as a rookie.
Damn, real
quarterback. So, hey, man,
that's it right there. It's hard to argue with that.
Hey,
but that defense carried him.
It don't matter.
He had drawn the
whole team. It's hard to argue with.
He had a hell of a coach. He had a great team around him. Yeah.
I know it's a technicality, but I mean, he's
Daniels has a lot around him too. Let's not act like he don't.
I mean, he has a little bit. You ain't got a lot.
He got structure. But 13-0 is hard to argue.
But I was so wrong. Like, I want to say I was incredibly wrong about the Commanders. I thought they were dead on arrival this season. Like, I have nothing but respect for what they've done. But I know he wasn't a rookie, and if I'm doing technicalities on when they played Patrick Mahomes, he didn't play his rookie year.
Yeah,
he played one game.
That's why we can't.
Hey, the losing quarterback had a I think he had a pretty good rookie record as well. Baker. You know, rookie season. Mm-hmm. Baker Mayfield.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Baker was solid.
Yep.
Great year.
But
41 touchdown passes.
He was great. This Baker. Year.
Yeah, 41.
No, he's talking about his rookie year.
Yeah. He was on the list too for having a good rookie year. Mm-hmm. And one of the lists I was looking at was since 2010. But he wasn't good enough. As a matter of fact, he was, you could point to the sole reason they lost that game, because right when they had momentum, he fumbled the handoff, mm-hmm. and it was over from there. You cannot give this guy. And I got to give Dan Quinn's credit, man. To go for it on fourth down twice in the fourth quarter with damn near the game on the line, bro, that took a lot. But
that's the confidence that you have when you have a quarterback like Jaden Daniels. There's like four of those in the league. People try to say, oh, it's 15 good quarterbacks in the league. No, it's four good quarterbacks in the league, five including Jaden Daniels. And this is a person that I feel confident in. I'm going to make this decision and put the game in his hands and hope he can make a play.
Well, they finally called a good play.
I was going to say, I ain't even going to say that, Lou. You playing with house money at this point because nobody expected you to be there. So I'm saying that you make that play call because
I still feel like, Sheldon, I have one of the quarterbacks that can make this play for me. If I had Jalen Hurts, I wouldn't call that play. I would call a different play.
I get it.
100%. I got somebody like Jaden Daniels, and I see him cooking all week. Yeah, like, let's go.
You know, one of Jaden Daniels' superpowers is that he stays calm and collected no matter how crazy around him it gets. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We like the greatest quarterbacks have some level of calm, right? Like Tom Brady, it didn't matter the stakes. Oh, I got to drive 80 yards with a minute and a half. I'm going to do it. No timeouts. It don't matter, right? We've seen Pat Mahomes rise whenever the most pressure is on him. But the difference with Jaden Daniels, right, it just seems like it don't faze him. Like, he just seems calm. Like, he's just even keel. He could throw an 80-yard bomb, and he'll be excited. Yeah, he'll dap his guys up. But there's just a level of calm that he has that we haven't really seen from a lot of great quarterbacks that he has as a rookie that he shouldn't. Because going into the situation, Q, I'm with you, bro. I was selling stock on Commanders. I wasn't buying none of that. I'm like, bro, okay, cool. They got Terry McLaurin and what else? Exactly. Okay, they got a solid running back. They got an old-ass Zach Ertz. You know,
about Todd Bowles? Is he underrated or overrated as a head coach?
You know how
you're going to keep going, bro.
Todd Bowles is properly rated. He's properly rated.
He's right there.
He's properly rated. He's in the middle where he deserves to be. Stop he's it. A guy. No, he's a guy that's that you he's bring solid. In. Yeah, he's a guy you bring in to write solid. A program. I'll tell you like this. He's the Dwayne Casey of Doc Rivers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, for real. Q has a point. If you have a fucked up ass organization, you bring him in and he'll give you stability. Will you win a championship? Maybe not. But he'll leave you better than what he got.
And to be fair, they lost Chris Godwin and they had some other key injuries. I think there's a lot left on the bone for Tampa Bay. I think they can get to the second round next year. I'm not saying that they can get to a Super Bowl, but I believe in Baker. Like, to me, this game was not on him. I don't see how this game was on Baker Mayfield. The loss is not on Baker Mayfield.
It is. It's on him. 100% on him.
One play doesn't
fumble the game. Ball.
One play always does.
When you're the quarterback that I'm paying a lot of money to win games for me and you fumble the ball in that critical situation.
That was fine. That was actually two plays.
But it's still your fault, though. It's your fault that you fumbled the ball in that situation.
But it was two plays.
It was the fumble, which was a missed timing play by him. And then the other one was – well, the other one was key, too, because it was like third and one. And they snapped the ball and the offensive line didn't move because the snap count was off. That was a huge play because that would have scored a touchdown there. They would have went up four, which would have forced Washington to have to score a touchdown.
Philosophically, I just don't watch football the way some people do or just sports in general. I don't believe that one play ruins a game, and I don't believe that one play makes a game. I think that when you're in a locker room with, you know, coaches, guys, you're watching film, they will show you, bro, we missed about 16 plays throughout this game. There were key mistakes that were made, but dude, Baker Mayfield is the very reason that this team even made the playoffs. Him and Mike Evans were the reason that this team made the playoffs. So that's I'm not going to throw it at that the
don't
feet.
That don't take away from that one play that did cost him the game, though. It's You're right. On top. Baker put them in the position to be able to do these things. However, if I fumble that basic play there, it still has a lot to do with I'm Sam Darnold. I'm not Josh Allen. I'm not Lamar Jackson. I'm not
elite quarterbacks don't make that mistake.
I'm average. Yeah. Like elite quarterbacks do not make that mistake.
Mayfield, no, see, I'm not judging Baker Mayfield as an elite quarterback. I'm judging Baker Mayfield as a really good quarterback. And I'm judging the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as a team. As a team, if I'm Todd Bowles, I can't go look Baker Mayfield in his face and say, yo, that fumble lost us the game. I'm looking at my defense. Well, now, I'm supposed to be a savant.
You're not being real with your quarterback.
But I am, though, because my defense lost a lot of that game.
Spending too much time on